I thank God for this privilege once more to share His word, the message which He has laid on my heart with you all. I hope that you will be all blessed by this message. Let us take our Bibles and turn to 1 John 3 verse 9. 1 John 3 verse 9. After which we'll be going to 1 Peter 1 verse 23. 1 John 3 verse 9, after which we'll be looking at 1 Peter 1 verse 23. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. 1 Peter 1 verse 23. And after that we'll be looking at 1 John 2 verse 29. 1 Peter 1 verse 23, and then 1 John 2 verse 29. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. We'll take it right there. 1 John 2 verse 29. And we'll be looking at the second part of it, section B. Everyone who practices righteousness is born of God. Let us pray. Our gracious God, righteous Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is so precious to us. We pray, God, that your word will find place in our hearts today. We pray that hearts will be challenged and souls be won for your kingdom. May your message go forth as it pleases you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. 1 John 3, verse 9. Many will say this verse sounds controversial. There's a lot of controversy in that verse. And as Christians, we will hear the ungodly say that the Bible is contradictory. They can't bother to read it. And as a young Christian growing up, reading the Bible, I remember I was discouraged at times when I read verses like these I couldn't understand. I never heard anyone preach a message on it or expound on it. And so I was confused because I knew that I have sinned. But then the word of God is not contradictory. I was discouraged and I put down the Bible. Take it up again, try to read it. The other verses which I didn't understand, discouraged, put it down. And so it goes. Until as time goes by, as your servant get to understand the word of God more and more, his appetite opens up more for the word of God. So it's very important that we listen to the word of God. Things like these, the Spirit of God will explain. It's not Brother Lawrence who is speaking, bringing his message to you. It is a message from the Lord. And what happened to your servant here as a young Christian growing up feeling discouraged and so on, I wouldn't like that to happen to any of us, especially our young Christians, newly baptized, new converts, those of us who have been reading our Bibles and not understanding certain things. Remember that the Holy Spirit of God will teach us during our personal devotion, also through others. And that's why it's good to fellowship in Bible study. We have been learning a lot in Bible study. For those who haven't been coming, you have been missing a whole lot. Because each one has a gift. And so each one uses that gift to edify the body of Christ. And that's the Holy Spirit works through each one. So whoever has been born of God does not sin. It is very important to understand that the entire man is made up of body, soul, and spirit. Three components. If you do not understand that, it's going to be really challenging to understand the verse. The entire man has three components. You are looking at, if you see Brother Lauren standing here, you see his body, but you cannot see his soul nor his spirit. And so as human beings, we tend to relate the flesh, the body, to the person, because that's what we can see. But the entire man is body, soul, spirit. Our young brother just gave his testimony, and he read in Proverbs 13, I think, where the soul of a lazy man, soul. We're speaking about soul of a man. So you see, body, soul, spirit. Listen to this verse carefully. Who has been born of God does not sin. Who is it speaking to? Whoever has been born of God. Is it the body? No. The body cannot be born of God. The flesh is sinful. And it is appointed to die. It will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. It will be left behind. The body will be left behind. But as Christians, we will get a new body. And we are awaiting that body. As a matter of fact, this flesh is an enemy. Enemy. You think it's only the devil? It's the devil, the world, and the flesh. Enemy. So, whoever has been born of God does not sin, because his God seed remains in him. God's seed is eternal. What is God's seed? You could relate it to a seed. God's seed is that which he planted in you when you were born again. Simple as that. What did God plant in you when you were born again? Faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The word of God. You have been born of the word of God. And who revealed this word of God to you? The Holy Spirit. The word of God and the Holy Spirit are inseparable. And that's the seed of God. Only born again people have the word of God in them and the Holy Spirit. And the seed of God is eternal. If the seed is eternal, does it have an end? No end. And that verse itself tells that one save, forever save. God's seed is eternal. And it says that his seed remains in the person. How can something remain if it was not there? It must have been there first to remain. Is that clear? When you have been born again, you receive God's seed. And that seed remains. And that is forever and ever. And the verse said, he can't sin because he has been born of God. Whatever has been born of God cannot sin. It's not the flesh that is born of God. It's the spiritual person. Look at yourself as a spiritual being living inside a physical body. Look at yourself as that. Don't look at yourself as just the physical body. We are all spiritual beings living inside a physical and a sinful fleshly body. Are we all viewing ourselves that way? If we are viewing ourselves that way, then we can understand this verse. The Spirit of God is working right now. Working. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed. Corruptible means perishable. Not of perishable seed, but of a seed that is imperishable. It remains forever. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That we have hope. Amen. The born again is saved once and for all. 1 John 2:29 says, everyone who practices righteousness is born of God. We're going to look at the word practice and put it in its context. The word practice in this context means that you naturally, it comes by nature, naturally do good works. Everyone who practices righteousness, everyone who naturally practices righteousness is born of God. It's not the flesh. The flesh does not practice righteousness. It's the spirit. So righteous living does not provide salvation. But a righteous living is the result of salvation. It's the result. Salvation is not earned by works, but it is the result of grace through faith. The statement that no one who is born of God sins has been used to teach sinless perfection. Do you know people say that we cannot sin any at all? You have to be perfect when you're born again. And they use this to teach sinless perfection of the entire man. There's no such thing. This is not what the Bible teaches about sin and salvation. John himself, correctly point out that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. He said, if we say we have no sin, it is the flesh. The entire man also consists of the flesh. So the entire man cannot say that we have sin in the flesh, not in the spirit that is born again. That spirit that's born again cannot sin. Cannot sin. So this John himself points out that in 1 John 1 verse 8. 1 John 1 verse 8. So others still misinterpret this statement to say that the born again does not continue to sin. This is misquoting the verse and misinterpretation of the biblical text, as the word continues does not appear in the original text. Unfortunately, there are some versions that include the word continues, but that's a misquoting, misinterpretation. Many people make the mistake of reading into the text and not reading what the text actually says in light of the entire scripture. We have to look at the entire scripture. The simple biblical truth is that we were born dead in sin, spiritually separated from God. We were all spiritually separated from God. So we were spiritually dead and possess a sinful fleshly nature, the nature of the old man, the old self. So that nature, that sinful fleshly nature, is the nature of the old man. So those who have not been born again, they have only that nature, the sinful fleshly nature. One must be born again. However, at rebirth, Christians, we all receive a new life with the nature of Christ, a sinless spiritual nature. See, it's the opposite. A sinless spiritual nature. And this is the nature, not of the old man, but of the new man. This is the nature of the new man. What am I talking about? We're using Bible language. It's from the Bible. We're talking the Word of God. Ephesians 2 and verse 1. Ephesians 2 verse 1. And you, God, made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Trespasses and sins. And verse 6 tells us that, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Is it the flesh sitting in heavenly places? No! Your body is sitting on the bench right now. But as Christians, our spirit is in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We are not working to make it in. We have already made it in through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are in spiritual, in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. The flesh will stay behind. Dust to dust. Ashes to ashes. Romans 8 verse 16. Romans 8 verse 16. Very important. The Spirit Himself, or the Spirit of God Himself, bears witness with our spirit. That is our spirit that has been made alive. Not the dead, the spiritually dead spirit, but the spirit of the born again, that we are children of God. The Spirit of God communicates with the spirit, the born again spirit of man, not with the flesh. The Holy Spirit communicates with your spirit, the Christian spirit, that you are children of God. Hallelujah. You see, in St. John 6 verse 63. St. John 6 verse 63. It is the Spirit of God who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing, my friends. Physical exercise profits a little bit. But spiritual exercise is great gain. Profits everything. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. Therefore, we who? The born again. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Don't lose heart, saints. Even though our outward man is perishing. Don't lose heart. You're getting old and wrinkled and sickly and dying. Don't lose heart, saints. Yet, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Praise God. The inward man, the man which is born of God. The inward man. Who's that inward man? The spiritual part. Listen, my friends. Your soul is actually you. Your soul have a spirit. They are inseparable. Your soul and your spirit constitute the spiritual part of the man. And that's why Christ came, to save the soul. He came to save the soul. If your soul is saved, you are saved indeed. Your spirit is born of God, sinless. Thank God. But the flesh, we will get a new body. A new body. A sinless body. And that's why do not lose heart, saints. When the whole man, the outward man, is perishing. I said, the more we are obedient, you see, the more we are obedient to the Spirit of God, the more we are sanctified. And I said obedient because there is a constant conflict between the two natures within us. There's a constant conflict. And one could say that the sinless part of our nature continues to be in opposition to the sinful part of our nature and vice versa. So there's a war going on within. From the moment you accept Christ as Savior, you acknowledge the two natures are at conflict with each other. Before that, you feel fine, enjoying sin. Everything was okay. There was nothing to say, don't do that, go to church. Listen, brethren. One difference between the born again and the unsaved is that the unsaved has only one nature, sinful nature. The born again has the same sinful nature, but in addition, he has a sinless nature, the nature of Christ. And we'll understand why. We always say, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. We come into that point. Galatians 5 verse 17 tells us that the flesh lusts against the spirit. We're talking about a born again person. The flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. This morning, some of us, even born again, say, I don't feel like coming to church. But there is a nature that tells you, come to the house of the Lord this morning. There's a conflict. And greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. The Apostle Paul himself identified this dilemma when he cried out in Romans 7 verse 24. Romans 7 verse 24. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin? He then gave the amazing answer in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. Jesus Christ is the answer to sin. Because his blood is the remedy. His blood is the remedy. Because we are born again and part of the body of Christ, we are identified with Jesus Christ himself and covered in his righteousness. Praise God. When Paul discovered that his own inner conflict was the clashing of his two natures in violent conflict with one another, he was able to write in Galatians 2 and verse 20. Galatians 2 verse 20. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. That is, my whole sinful nature has been nailed to the cross with Christ. It means that the cross takes care of that for us. So we do not need to worry, for there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ live in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that's in the human body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. Saints, let us keep holding on. Not for eternal life, but because we have life. We already have that life. Let us rejoice that we have received the sinless nature of Christ by grace through faith. We, the born again, the spiritual man, cannot sin, and we are made fit to dwell in the presence of God. If we could sin, we could not be made fit to dwell in the presence of God. No sin can enter in. No sin stand before God. Thank God that he has given us that sinless nature, the nature of Christ himself. And so, he who is born of God cannot sin. He said, how comes I sin? Remember, the flesh, the enemy, the flesh, never born of God. It is through the flesh that we sin, not through the spirit who is born of God. When we discover that it is the new born again sinless nature of Christ which we receive at salvation that can sin, and not the old fallen sinful nature which must be kept in the place of death and nailed to the cross, we can understand the beautiful truth that no one who is born of God sins. However, if we sin, sound contradictory again, but it's not. Remember, it's in the flesh, not the person who is born of God. However, if we sin, someone said, do you sin? Yes. Do the born again sin? No. Is the person who born in Christ, born of God, sin? No. Sound contradictory. You see, the natural man cannot understand. But those in Christ understand clearly that we all have sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth of God is not in us. Alright? And however, if we sin, that is the old man, by allowing the sinful nature to reestablish its influence over our lives, then we have an advocate with the Father, the man, Christ Jesus. The man, Christ Jesus. Let's call his name, the man, Christ Jesus, the righteous. Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man, and between man and God. If there's any unsaved one among us this morning, here or on Zoom, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Anyone that's born of God, believe that Jesus Christ is born of God. Whoever has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that we have in Christ Jesus, even our faith. Would you like to have faith this morning? Got to be born again. Faith comes only by hearing the word of God. You must submit your lives to God. Saints, to the born again, let us thank God for his grace towards us, in that he has given us a new sinless nature, so that by the power of the indwelling spirit, we can carry out the good work that God has prepared for us to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone here who would like to be born again? Or on Zoom? It is very important to be born again. To have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, feeding our spirit that is born again, that has been made alive. And that spirit feeds the soul. Sanctification of the soul is taking place. The more we are obedient to God. And then there is the soul and the spirit work together and keep the body under subjection. See that? The body is kept under subjection. So through Christ, we can live to please God. Even though the flesh is sinful, we can avoid deliberate sin. We can please God through the Spirit. Is there anyone who would like to accept Christ as his personal Savior? You could step forward. Make a bold step. And step forward. And someone will share with you from the Word of God further how you can be born again. May God bless you all. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we praise you for the wonderful truth that because we are in Christ, we have received a sinless nature. We pray that we who are in Christ may keep our old carnal self in the place of death, so that the life we now live in our bodies, we may live through our new sinless nature by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, who loves us. May our new life be a witness of your grace and mercy. We praise you forever and ever for this salvation in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you all.